Good morning and welcome. It's News Talk 1130 WISN's Retirement Clinic, hosted by the Kowal Investment Group, the retirement specialist, president of the Kowal Investment Group, and your host today is Aaron Kowal.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Great to see you. Another face that we are very familiar with is Mike Smith, has been on many times. Welcome back to the program. Mike, good morning.
Happy to be here. Good morning to you as well.
With CPS Horizon, you're in Hales Corners. Mike, how would you explain what you guys do? You know, the elevator speech.
We are an insurance brokerage general agency. So we help a lot of financial planners, accountants, attorneys, insurance agents help their clients when it comes to insurance solutions. So we help with long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability insurance, and annuities.
Well, we have a lot to cover on the show today, including an event this Wednesday night that you will be a part of, a panel event. We'll get to that in a bit and talk about those topics. Some of them, Aaron, could be uncomfortable. Over the years on this show, we've talked about planning for end of life.
Yeah, no one likes to talk about that. They'd probably rather talk about taxes than about death. And this is really a topic that I think is, I mean, it will affect, you know, everybody, unfortunately. Not me, but, you know, everybody else. And so it's necessary conversations, proactively planning your perfect exit. We're going to talk about some of the topics that are going to be there. But if you want the whole thing, you got to come to the event. We're having it in Brookfield near our new office.
We got to unveil that news today.
Yes, we have a new office. We have moved our headquarters from Waukesha. We are now in Brookfield on Blue Mound at 17775 West Blue Mound Road. We are right on Blue Mound, right next to Portillo's, if you know where that is, in between Calhoun and Brookfield Road.
And just a great location.
Yeah.
I you know, you were in Waukesha for years. We should make note, Aaron, the other locations have not moved or changed.
Correct.
So you're in Racine, Delafield location, Port Washington, Phoenix, Arizona, Cape Coral, Florida, right?
Yep.
Yeah. But now in Brookfield.
Yeah, it is awesome. It is a beautiful new building. We're planning an open house for it to show it off. The building's awesome. We gutted it, redid it. It is a really cool spot, and we're able to do a lot more things at the building. It's a lot larger than our old location. We have an event space there, and it's pretty cool. So we're really excited to be in there.
Well, we're excited to have you on every Saturday. We've been doing the show since 2001. The market reports daily on the Mark Belling Show, 3 and 5 p.m. in the afternoon, done by the Kowal Investment Group. That's just a little snippet of the market's activities for the day.
Yes.
Then this show rolls around on Saturdays where we get a full hour to talk about retirement. Now, today's show, a little bit special with Mike Smith here. Mike, this event Wednesday, it's this Wednesday, March 20th. We can still sign up. It is complimentary.
Yep.
Just go to the website, right?
And free, as my dad would say.
Yes.
Complimentary, so we'll say nice things about you. But no, it's, yeah, just go to the website, The Kowal Way, thekowalway.com. There's an events tab. Just go there and sign up for the event, or give us a call at 262-522-4040. John White from our office is going to be leading this event. We've got Mike there on the panel. And Mike is a tremendous resource. I've known Mike for a long time. We've met serving on boards together in the industry. And, you know, I know enough to be dangerous. And I can plan and write life insurance and long-term care. But it's all Mike does. And so he can really help with the advanced planning and the things that we may not be we're equipped to, but we can really get into the details of what's new, what's changing, what's the best way to really help our clients. So we bring Mike in on a lot of these cases with and trust him a lot on and his expertise. And, you know, it's a joke, but not really. But everyone's favorite topic is themselves. So Mike, why don't you give a little bit of your background as well, your history and I don't know what makes you tick and why you love this? Because it takes a special person to love life insurance and long-term care.
It's a little unique.
And
yes.
You do. He's a global speaker on the topic.
Yes, and I've been doing this a long time. I actually grew up in Oconomowoc, so I'm a southeastern Wisconsinite, Packer fan and all that as well. And then I had an opportunity to buy my agency back around 2001. And I had been doing business with Horizon Financial, which is now my firm, and an opportunity to buy the agency came on right off a golf course, believe it or not. So I jumped in with both feet and just hit the ground running. And so we do a lot of work with a lot of financial planners and insurance agents whose clients are looking for insurance ideas, because you could go to a captive agent and maybe like a big company downtown, and that's all they're going to show you is that big company's products, and that's it. Where we have the ability to shop the market and help find what's in the best interest of that client. Now, the insurance company might be very strong with a big one downtown, but their pricing might not be there, or their underwriting's difficult. So having the flexibility and being independent to shop around to all these different insurance companies is a huge asset to a lot of the people that we work with.
And not everybody is the same, right? You and I have different health issues, different concerns, different needs. And I found that Mike's really good at being like, okay, you got a heart issue. This company is best for you. You've got diabetes, you've got glaucoma, you know which ones are going to price it better and give better ratings already, instead of us wasting a lot of time.
What about age? That factors in too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And obviously, it depends what kind of life insurance you're looking for. Life insurance, the younger you are, the cheaper it is. And really, that's the same for a lot of the different types of insurance. But, there's certain times to be buying certain types of insurance. When you're a young family or you've got some debt, that's when it makes a lot of sense to get some life insurance, disability insurance. If you're working for a living, it might make some sense to get some disability insurance. So if you can't work because you're sick or ill, where's that income going to come from? That's what disability insurance does. And the long-term care insurance, really the time to be looking at is maybe when you're 50 and older, it's to help pay for the care that you need at home, assisted living, or a nursing home.
I've had some just colleagues, friends, family members say, my employer offers life insurance. And Mike, generally, that's not probably going to be enough to be sufficient, right? So many times it's your annual salary or half or whatever it is.
Lots of times it's $50,000 is what an employer will offer.
Well, I don't think that's enough.
Here's a good rule of thumb. Anywhere from, if you've got a young family, a mortgage and all that type of stuff, if you've got 10 to 15 times your annual income, that's a good starting point as far as how much life insurance you should have. 10 to 15 times your annual income.
Pick a nice round number. $100,000 income. You should have $1 million to $1.5 million.
Yep, that's a good starting point for the conversation. Because there's going to be other factors you should be working with your financial planner or insurance agent on. Is, okay, what do you already have for assets? Where's income being replaced? But as a good starting point, 10 to 15 times your annual salary. Now, if you're a stay-at-home parent, I see a lot of people say, well, I'll get the most of insurance myself, but my spouse, I don't need that much because they're a stay-at-home parent. I say they need about the same amount as you, maybe just a tad less than you as the breadwinner. But again, do you want to be the kind of parent that gets the kids on and off the bus? Because if all of a sudden you find yourself a single parent because you lost your spouse, you're going to change your livelihood quite a bit. And you're going to change your work ethic quite a bit there, work hours at least. And you need to be at home. And making sure there's enough life insurance on your spouse, even if they don't work outside the home, helps replace income you're losing because you've changed your work ethics.
Would you agree most Americans are probably underinsured with regard to life insurance?
I think that's a pretty common aspect, yeah.
And again, as Aaron said, each person is different. It's case by case. Health, age, just so many factors.
There's so many factors. And one of the things that I've always believed, and I talk about this at events that we do, and I've talked about it on the radio show, that you look at financial planning as a pyramid. And before you get to the real advanced parts of the plan, you want to make sure that the base of that pyramid isn't cracked and crumbly. You want to make sure that you have the insurance, because you can have high income and do all these creative things, but if you lose your income, or if you become disabled or die, you don't want that whole pyramid to crumble. You want to have that insurance base, or have the plan in place that whatever happens to allow you to continue to live your standard of living and allow your family. Most people don't care so much about themselves. I can live in a one-room thing, place myself, but I want my family to be comfortable. I want my family to be taken care of. And so I want to make sure that that base is taken care of, so the rest of that pyramid, you know, is solid. And so it's why we work with experts like Mike, you know, to help make sure that we're doing the right things for our clients.
So now let's just kind of review how we started the show, and then we'll dive into the first topic of the day. But new location in Brookfield, open now on Blue Mountain Road. Check out thecowalway.com. And that event this Wednesday night, one's at 3 p.m. They both run an hour and a half. So 3 to 4:30, 6 to 7:30 p.m. And Mike Smith will be a part of the panel at this event. Again, thecowalway.com. It's a free event. Just register and sign up. Necessary conversations, Mike. That's what this is, right? Proactively planning your perfect exit. That's what Wednesday's event is. We're going to start talking about the Secure Act.
Yes. Let's start talking about the Secure Act and wealth preservation. There's, you know, there's some changes on there. And so that have happened over the last few years that I think is really affecting people. Maybe not in ways expected, maybe ways that politicians expected, but maybe not ways the public expects. So why don't we dive into that a little bit and how we can address some of these issues.
The Secure Act originally was passed, I believe, in 2017 and had some revisions done in 2022. And it was sold as a big tax on the rich. And one aspect of it is how it affects inheritance of qualified money being IRAs, 401ks. Those are the type of things where your retirement accounts that you've never been taxed on, and then you start taking money out when you're 72 or 73, depending upon your age. Those are called required minimum distributions. And when you pass, you can leave it to a spouse without any ramifications. But when it gets to the next generation, that's when the unexpected tax comes due. And it used to be you could take that inherited IRA and take a little bit out each year, but stretch it out over your lifetime. And that way, you know, here, if I'm only 40 years old when I retire or I inherit an IRA, I've got another 40 years or more where I could have that IRA that I inherited and take a little bit each year, thus really helping my own retirement planning. Well, Uncle Sam changed the rules on that, and now they say they want that money all out of that IRA, that inherited IRA, within 10 years. And that's causing a big tax problem that a lot of people aren't realizing.
Well, you see, we've had a lot of appreciation in the markets since 2017. And so a lot, and over the last 20 years, I mean, we're seeing a lot bigger IRAs, you know, now than, you know, back in the day, right? You know, 10, 20, 30 years ago, especially. And so that this is becoming a much bigger impact. I mean, we used to do a lot of planning around stretch IRAs, and that's not so much a thing anymore. And so how do we plan against that? I mean, how do you, okay, so you get someone, you know, dies and their kid could be in their peak earning years, or, you know, how do they deal with this?
And that's where a lot of people really, like you said before, each situation is different. If you inherit, let's say mom's passed away, and, you know, between her and dad's IRA, they're sitting here with, you know, $700,000 in there, and there's two kids. Each kid's going to get $350,000 in theory. And it used to be you could take that out over the rest of your lifetime. Now they want it within 10 years. So do you just take out 35 grand for a year for the next 10 years and pay the tax on it? That's one strategy. But again, is that 35 grand going to bump you up a tax bracket? Is it going to mess up your Social Security? Because maybe you're already retired and collecting Social Security when you inherit an IRA. Does that all of a sudden make your Social Security benefits taxable? Does it screw up any Obamacare subsidies? These are all problems that pop up when you inherit an IRA now. And another strategy you could say is, well, let's just kick the can down the road and we'll let the account grow for the next 10 years. But in that 10th year, then we're going to liquidate it. Well, then you're going to get hammered in taxes then too. So it's very, very challenging to try to figure out what's the best way to go about doing this.
You can't avoid those taxes. It's just a matter of when you're going to pay them.
Correct. So Ed Slott, who is a internationally known accounting expert in that aspect, his theory is, take the money the first year, inherit the IRA, pay the taxes, get it done with, and then reinvest whatever's left over, however you want to do it, because maybe you're 30 years younger than mom and dad, and therefore your risk tolerance and strategy will be a little bit different. But then you sit and you say, look, I just lost 30% of my IRA to taxes.
Or more,
correct. Yeah. 30% or more.
So that's a tough one to swallow, isn't it?
Right.
Ugh.
Right.
A third gone to taxes.
Yep, or more, exactly.
Yeah, or that's worse.
A tough check right. to write.
Right, right, exactly. So one of the strategies that Ed's talking about, and one of the reasons why I'm here to talk about some of that is, does it make some sense to have some other accounts available to pay the taxes? And life insurance is one of the ways you can do that. You can have a life insurance policy on mom or dad, or they buy it using, maybe they've already got some life insurance, or they take some of the required minimum distributions that they have to take out and maybe use that towards premiums of their life insurance. And they get themselves a nice $200,000 policy. And then there's the money that the kids can get to pay the taxes.
It is not income taxable.
Yep. Life insurance proceeds are income tax free. So their mom and dad have supplied the money to pay the taxes so the kids can take their IRA inheritance in the first year. Taxes are paid by the life insurance proceeds. And now they haven't lost a third of their IRA value to taxes.
That sounds like an excellent strategy. How would you know that strategy if you're not getting help as somebody? Think about that, right? What you just mentioned, I had no idea.
It's why you need a good financial planner.
That's
like the
why you need somebody. Yes, yeah. Exactly. And there's a lot of people. There's a lot when you talk about, you know, working with Mike Smith at the Cobalt Investment Group, Aaron. You do this with numerous, you know, estate planning people, right?
Yeah,
goes on and on.
Yeah, we do, and you know, something we try to talk about with clients on a regular basis that, you know, this could be. It could be a huge tax hit, especially if we have a lot of clients that take the money, but we have a lot of clients that's like, I don't need my required minimum distribution, just roll it into a trust or whatever, that there's some opportunity to like Mike said, to buy an insurance policy, to let the kids, you know, to not have to pay these taxes. That's, and some just say, let them pay it. They didn't earn that money anyways. But this is a way to ease that burden if you want to create generational wealth, if you want to have, because it's hard to accumulate money. It's hard, you know, especially for younger people now, that this could be a way to, you know, if you want to enrich kids, maybe grandkids, I find our clients, and I think this is true for my parents, like their grandkids a heck of a lot more than the kids. And so this is a way to really help them as well. So there's some tactics with it.
And we're starting to see that a lot more where the parents, you know, the 70, 80-year-old parents, they're saying, my kids have got it pretty good, but I want to leave more money to the grandkids. And if you could leave some cash or whatever, or imagine leaving your grandkids IRA money, then that's something that they could, they inherited. It's the taxes are covered by the life insurance. Boy, you're really giving that generation a huge leg up because they're struggling right now.
Yeah, there are a lot of different schools of thought on that. I've heard that it's my money. I've earned it. I'm going to spend every cent of it. That's fine. It is. Mm-hmm. It's your money. Others, I want to pass this down and have my kids inherit it. Now you went to the next generation, Mike, the grandkids. Maybe it's used for college. Either way, it's, what was it, generational wealth? What was the term you used?
Yeah. Yeah, generation where it can go from generation to generation and start to have wealth among the different generations
and avoiding some of those big tax hits too.
Yeah, we're because I mean you have it's a $200,000 or $300,000 insurance policy, which probably even at 70 isn't going to cost a crazy amount of money depending on the type of insurance, and we could talk about like second to die insurance also, but. Mm-hmm. You know, there's, you got to think of the long term, though, that if you're saved $200,000 or $300,000 in taxes compounded over a lifetime of a kid or a grandkid, you know, that could be, you know, many hundreds of thousands of that $1 million that you're saving that generation over a long term. So.
Mike, I know we got a lot coming up. In fact, the next segment's going to include information that you'll be addressing this Wednesday night in the seminar we talked about, and that is long-term care, and we'll get into that in the next segment. But before we wrap that up, Secure Act. We've heard Secure Act and Secure Act 2.0, right?
Correct.
Any final thoughts on this and what we need to know?
Well, there's the SECURE Act is more than just how the people inherit IRAs. There's a lot more to that in that aspect. And I think the COBOL team has done a show or can do shows on that topic itself. My aspect was just saying, how do we kind of figure, here's an unintended aspect that people don't realize. And this is affecting everybody. Whether you're inheriting $100,000 or $50,000, Uncle Sam wants their money from the IRA accounts and the 401ks. And they really took away a big provision that a lot of financial planners use by allowing that stretch concept to be utilized. With that gone, they're grabbing their money as quickly as they can, and it's affecting the next generations.
Yeah, just like life insurance, it's not really for you. You're gone. It's for your family. It's for your loved ones, right?
Correct.
Yeah, good stuff. Aaron, final thoughts on this, what we should be thinking about?
I think it was well said, but you have to take a look at where you are now and really think about what you want the impact to be on your family, you know, generations down the line. And talk to us about it. If you have questions about it, we're happy to answer questions and go through the plan. We'll do complimentary consultation with you. Come into the office. We'll take a look at where you are now. Where do you want to be?
The new shiny office.
The shiny new office. Yes. And it's right off Blue Mound. It's easy to get to, and it's a nice spot. So, but seriously, we'll take a look at where you are, where you want to be, where the gaps are, and help address those gaps.
TheCobolWay.com. Questions for the retirement clinic. We always send you right to the Cobol Investment Group, 262-522-4040. Of course, your questions are always welcome, 262-522-4040. And throughout the show, maybe when we come back, Mike, too, if we want to reach out to you at CPS Horizon, you're in Hales Corners, right?
Correct. I've been in an office there for over 20 years.
We'll give out all of that information. This event is this Wednesday night, March 20th, and John White will be kind of running this panel. You're on the panel, Mike. One's at 3 p.m., one's at 6 p.m. We'll talk about that, but also what is it about? It's long-term care, right?
It's a wide variety of topics. It's end-of-life planning. So I'll be talking a little bit about healthcare and long-term care planning. We've got Pam Foti and Jenny Wagner from Vesta Senior Network. They help out with if you need housing someplace other than your home, maybe assisted living or senior community, what kind of things should we be looking at for that? So Pam and Jenny will be on the panel. And then we also have Christy Tozen from the Tribute Companies. And they own funeral homes. And she'll talk about burial planning and end-of-life planning in that aspect.
Yeah, she was on with John about 3 weeks ago on the show.
Yes.
They'll be there Wednesday as well.
Correct.
Maybe awkward, maybe things you don't want to talk about. But look at it just the opposite. You have to address these issues. Right?
Yeah, you have to. And people who don't do that, they just kind of kick the can down the road. When something happens to them, it can be a huge headache for the family. And they're chasing after paperwork. They don't know where it is. Mom's health had a issue here, and they're trying to get that all figured out. It's a nightmare. Having people take the time to plan and kind of get a roadmap of what they want to do is incredibly invaluable.
Mike Smith, our guest on WISN, the Retirement Clinic with CPS Horizon. Your host is Aaron Cowell from the Cowell Investment Group, and this is News Talk 1130 WISN, Wisconsin's most listened to radio station. We'll be right back. We've invited Mike Smith. Mike is going to be a part of an event this Wednesday night. You've actually got two times, Aaron. They're kind of heavily attended, but there is room to sign up yet.
That room, and they're awesome. The first event is on, it's called Necessary Conversations, Proactively Planning Your Perfect Exit from Life. As morbid as that is, it is necessary. No one loves to talk about that, but it is something that really needs to be talked about. So we've got two sessions that are being offered for this event. It's at an event space. Our new office has, we have access to an event center at our spot, and it's awesome. So it's March 20th. The first session is from 3 to 4:30 p.m., and then the second session is 6 to 7:30. They are the same, other than probably the only difference would be some Q&A, I'm sure. But so it's not like you need to be at both. But if you love the first one, come to the second one. Bring some friends to the first one, too. And it'll be a great event. So, Mike, what are you going to be talking about at that event?
I'll be talking about some health care during your senior year. So mostly I'll be talking about long-term care insurance. Does it make some sense to consider long-term care insurance? What type of long-term care insurance? You know, a lot of people think that long-term care insurance is pretty expensive, and that is not necessarily true because everything is about plan design. And you can have a long-term care policy be very expensive or really very affordable. It all depends upon what's in your best interest. So John White will be talking about how to stress test your financial plan to see if you even need long-term care services. And then after you stress test it and say, boy, if something does happen and you know, one of myself or my spouse needs care at home or an assisted living or even a nursing home, and that's going to affect my retirement portfolio, should we consider some kind of a form of long-term care insurance? So John will talk about how to stress test a portfolio. Then I'll talk a little bit about different types of long-term care insurance and if it's in your best interest.
You know, and people, I don't know, we talk about long-term care, and like you said, oh, it's so expensive. There's different ways to fund it. There's different ways to finance it. There's different ways to pay. There's, you know, you don't always need all bells and whistles for all these things. And, you know, you could say, well, a car is super expensive too, if you, but it depends on the kind of car that you get. And there might not be a need. Now, a lot of what we do is pairing the need with the product, if you will, for lack of a better word. But, and so you might not need the expensive one. You could self-insure some of this or not. And so there's some... you know, there are some opportunities to take a look at where, like I said earlier, where you are now, where you want to be, and where the gaps are, and so that you can really you know, address what you need, you know, and so and long-term care is different now than it was back in the day, where people just think, well, I don't want to go to a nursing home.
Long-term care insurance is a lot more comprehensive now. It can help pay for your care at home, in assisted living, adult daycare, or nursing homes. And traditional long-term care insurance is always going to give you the best bang for the buck, meaning the most amount of benefit for the least amount of premium. But if you die without ever using it, that's premiums that you're never going to get back. So you were talking a little bit before, there's different types of long-term care insurance. There's also life insurance with a long-term care rider, where you can take an existing life insurance policy or even get obtained a new policy, but include a long-term care rider where it gives you tax-free access to the death benefit of the life insurance while you're alive to help pay for.
So give me an example. Like, you have a $1 million life insurance policy. How much long-term care insurance could you grab from that?
Well, I think the easiest way to describe that is you can have access to about 4% of the death benefit while you're alive, so on a monthly basis. So $1 million is $40,000 a month you can get each month for long-term care. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you that's pretty excessive. So if you're sitting here trying to get anywhere from $6,000 to $12,000 a month in today's dollars from your life insurance that could be tax-free and paid to you to help offset costs, that's a good starting point. So you could get a $1 million policy that could allow you to have access to $40,000 a month, but you're not required to take that whole amount if you don't want to or you don't need it. So if your long-term care costs are, say, $12,000 a month, just take the $12,000 and let the other money in it. Because anytime you take money while you're alive, you're lowering your death benefit. So if all you need is $12,000, take $12,000 instead of the $40,000 using this example we have.
Different ways to fund it. I don't know if it's thinking outside the box, Mike, but as you said at the top of the show, most Americans just are most Americans don't have long-term care is what I'm trying to say. Is that correct?
Correct.
Long-term care insurance.
The way most people have their long-term care insurance right now is Medicaid, which is not, it's just different from Medicare. That's in order to qualify for Medicaid, you pretty much have to have next to nothing for assets. So all your hard work, all the things you've done over the years and all that saving you've done before you get any benefits from Medicaid, you have to spend that all down to basically nothing.
Another thing this does, Aaron Kowal, peace of mind, right? Yeah. Just like anything, when you get it done, maybe you've been looking to get a trust done, estate planning. Now you've got it done. There's a certain sense of peace of mind.
Yeah, there's that peace of mind that you have it done, that you know that your family's going to be taken care of, that you've, like you said, that you worked your butt off. You're not working... At least I'm not to be able to pay a nursing home when I'm older. I don't want to enrich them. I want to enrich my kids and my family. That's who I'm working for. And so I don't want to be impoverished. And I don't want you to have anybody to have to be impoverished in order to get help on that. You can be proactive. Take control of the situation while you can. And, you know, people have this, you know, invincibility complex or mindset, if you will, that, oh, I'm healthy. I've always been healthy. I've never had any health issues. Well, I mean, I know people personally that, you know, clients, friends, family that had that mindset. And then all of a sudden something happens and they can't talk or they can't see.
Life happens.
Yeah,
it just does. We've all heard the stories. Hey, real quickly before the break, Mike Smith, you're at the event. You are talking long-term care this Wednesday night. Where is the event at?
That's going to be, again, 17975 Sarah Lane, which is in the Brookfield Lakes Corporate Center. It's a standalone building behind the new offices of the Cobalt Group.
Yep. It's right by our new office. It's a great space. Big reason why we actually chose this location, because we like to do a lot of these events. We want to be able to host some great events, and this is a perfect spot to be able to do it.
The events, and there's two of them, two different time slots, 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock this Wednesday night. They run about 90 minutes. John White will be there, along with Mike Smith, our guest today, and many others. So please check it out, thecowellway.com, or call 262-522-4040. I know there's more insurance discussion coming up. You guys also want to talk about the sunset of the tax cuts at the end of the hour. Remember those, right?
That's going to be a huge deal.
And that's how we're closing up the show. So don't go anywhere. Quick break on the Retirement Clinic with Aaron Cowell and Mike Smith. I'm Paul Kronforst. This is WISN. This is the Wealth Management and Preservation segment with Aaron Cowell, your host today. Also, Mike Smith, our guest with CPS Horizon. They're in Hales Corners. And an emphasis in this segment on this, we mentioned it before the break, Aaron, the President Trump's tax cuts. Well, that's going to come to an end. The sunset is at the end of 2025.
Right. End of 2025. A lot of those tax cuts are going away unless something is done. We want to talk about the lifetime exemption amounts, which are going to be going down dramatically from like something like over $13 million bucks to $6.5 million. How are you... what are your recommendations? How do you addressing these with a lot of your insurance clients and others?
Well, I think it's important to understand what the personal exemption is. Each person can pass a little over, it's about $13.5 million per person right now. So a married couple can pass $27 million without a federal estate tax. And so for a lot of that, especially in southeastern Wisconsin, there's not a huge problem with that, because you're saying, okay, I've got a nice estate, I owned a business, I'm, you know, collectively my wife and I worth $15 million, but the exemption's 27, so we don't need to worry about it. Well, come January 1st, 2026, you are going to have to worry about it, because that personal exemption is going to get cut in half, essentially. So come 2026, you'll be able to pass about $6.5 million per person. So now it's combined for a couple, let's call it $12 million roughly. That's what you can pass without a federal estate tax is $12 million. So if all of a sudden you're sitting here with, okay, my net worth's $10 million right now, or it's $15 million right now, you're either at the cusp or you now will have a federal estate tax exposure.
So how are you addressing that? Because that affects a lot more people than you think, because there's a lot of businesses in southeast Wisconsin that fits in, a lot of machine shops, a lot of, you know, trades that, you know, you don't think about it. And you know, these people, you think about it as like the tech companies or high finance or whatever, PE companies. But that affects a lot of families, you know, in this area. What are you doing to address things like that?
One of the first things they should be doing is talking to a qualified estate planning attorney. Who can help set up the proper trusts that are necessary or should be strongly considered to help eliminate or alleviate the exposure of those tax cuts and the dropping of them. So there's something called a spousal lifetime access trust. That's something where you can put money into an account now that it can be left to your spouse. And the exemptions that are available right now are closing, like I mentioned, in 2026. So the time to act on this is over the next 18 months, because this is the time where you can give money away to a spouse or to trusts using the maximum exemptions that are allowed. If you don't do that during the next 18 months, you've just exposed yourself and don't have a chance to get back that $15, $20 million where you can get out of your estate, essentially, to a trust or some kind of avenue to pass those funds.
Yeah, it's a big deal that there are ways to do this. Have you been, and we haven't talked about this a lot, have you been seeing more like islets, irrevocable life insurance trusts?
Those are starting to pick up quite a bit again. So an ILIT is an irrevocable life insurance trust, like you just mentioned. And what you're actually doing is you set up that trust, and the life insurance is owned by the trust. And the trust is also the beneficiary. So when you pass, from when the second person of a married couple passes, that's when all the taxes due. So you set up a life insurance policy, and we'll talk about the type of life insurance in a minute, but you put a life insurance policy into an irrevocable life insurance trust. Then when you pass, the proceeds are paid to Uncle Sam to cover all those taxes. And that it takes time to do this. And I've talked to a lot of other financial planners, and their attitude as well, that's all going to come into play, but only if Congress doesn't act. Well, I don't see, and anybody I talk to, thinking that's going to get reversed. Because you have to have, there's going to be an election coming up, and then you might have new administration, or you still got to get both sides of Congress to agree on, let's not tax the rich.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Exactly. So these tax cuts are happening, and I think you got to do the planning for them. And a lot of people are right now just saying, oh, we'll deal with it until after the election, see what happens then. Okay,
that's you're giving up. Yeah. Quite a bit in exemption on that.
Well, not only that, but then you still have to get to the attorney, and you got to talk to your financial planner. You might have to talk to an insurance advisor. All of that takes time. And the attorneys are talking to their clients like crazy. Do this now, because we know we're going to get slammed in 2025, and we might not have the capacity.
It's going to be December 2025, be like, I need to shelter my $30 million. Too late.
Right, exactly. You've missed the opportunity to realistically get it done. So when you talk about an irrevocable life insurance trust, there's a type of life insurance that if you're a married couple, that's perfect for this. It's called a second-to-die life insurance policy. And that insures both the husband and the wife under one policy. It's cheaper than doing two standalone policies. And it doesn't pay off until the second one passes away.
As the name implies.
Yeah, second to die, exactly. And so those were very popular back in the 90s, and then the exemptions started going up higher and higher. So people said, well, we really don't need this too much anymore. Well, because of this, the tax cuts sunsetting, more and more insurance companies have come out with this product now and are saying this is a viable solution. We're expecting a lot of business. And we're seeing this stuff happen already right now.
Yeah, if you wait till the last minute, it's too late. And, you know, there'll be some, I guess, telegraphing of which way the wind is going to blow after the election in November. But you know, even then, like you said, there's not a big rush from either side of the aisle to say, let's protect these people that have $25, $30 million. Even though it's probably the right, because that you're looking then, because there's repercussions then if you don't do the planning, because then if something happens and you have to come up with a big estate tax, I mean, you could be looking at being forced to sell the business, forced to sell part of the business, and that never goes well, almost never goes well if you're forced to sell business, because then you're going to be challenged. Your employees will be challenged because you got to think about those. You got to think about them. There's people that are your business that gets you the assets that you have. You got to think about the family and their families and the trickle down, the expanded effect from that. That you got to make sure that these are all taken care of in advance if something happens. And it should be part of the regular planning process, anyways. That if you have to make sure that these issues are addressed, especially in advance of such a big change. We don't see massive changes like this detrimentally all too well. And this is telegraphed. This is in law the way it is right now that these exemptions are going away.
One of the things that I think it's important to kind of remember is right now you're sitting here with a coupon for about $13.5 million that you can use over the next 18 months. If you don't act on using that $13 million exemption, or how you can pass it on with the proper strategies, that coupon expires January 1st, 2026, and you've just lost out on a $13.5 million coupon.
That's a large coupon. I think, who's the comedian? Coupons, he called him. Ron White. Comedian Ron White. Coupons. That's a big one.
Yes.
That's huge. That's a good way to put it, too, Mike. Puts things in perspective. Mike Smith is our guest with CPS Horizon, along with your host, Aaron Kowal, president of the Kowal Investment Group. We'll be right back. Remember, this event this coming Wednesday night, we'll tell you more about it. Mike will be there, as well as a bunch of people that were on the show a few weeks ago. So we'll explain more how you can get involved. There's information on the website, thekowalway.com. The Retirement Clinic is back after. As we get near the end of today's Retirement Clinic, thanking our guest Mike Smith with CPS Horizon there in Hales Corners, and Aaron Kowal from the Kowal Investment Group, this event Wednesday night, kind of covering some of the issues we covered today, but much, much more as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You go to our website, thekowalway.com. If you want to schedule an appointment with us, a discovery meeting to see where you are, where you need to be, and where the gaps are, we're happy to talk. Sign up for our event also from our events page. You can register there or give us a call, 262-522-4040. Mike, tell us a little bit more about the event and what all the topics are that we're going to be covering.
It's basically called Necessary Conversations, Proactively Planning Your Perfect Exit of Life. And John White will be there. He'll talk about stress testing your portfolio and helping you figure out, do you have enough money to make it to the end of your life? I'll talk about healthcare strategies, some long-term care, also something called short-term care I'll mention there too. And then we've got Pam Foti and Jenny Wagner from the Vesta Senior Network. So if you've got, you or your loved one are having to say, can we stay in our home, or somebody's health is starting to decline, should we be looking at senior housing or assisted living? The ladies at Vesta Senior Network really understand the marketplace here in southeastern Wisconsin and can save you a lot of time from, instead of having to go shopping around for each one, they can help you figure out which ones are the best ones. And then Christy Tosin from the Tribute Companies, they own cemeteries, and she can help with end-of-life planning aspect as well, and how to set up a proper burial and find a cemetery and all that. Not a lot of fun things to talk about, but a lot of necessary things to talk about. And from what I understand, the numbers for registration are pretty stronger than I thought they were going to be already.
So sign up now if you're interested. TheKowalWay.com, 3 to 4:30, and then 6 to 7:30 this coming Wednesday night. And that goes back to your new location, right there in Blue Mound Road in Brookfield.
Yeah, right there on Blue Mound Road, right by Portillo's. Right in the middle of all that, and it's a great location, so stop by, check it out.
Aaron Kowal, thanks for another Retirement Clinic. Fantastic information.
Always great to see you.
And always great to see Mike Smith in studio. Mike, have a great day.
You too.
Retirement Clinic is back next Saturday. Don't forget Monday through Friday during the Mark Belling Show, those daily market updates. I'm Paul Kronforst. More information on thekowalway.com.